is already laughing.
Greetings, brothers. It is time for us to pop this pussy for some pop culture. I could say it with a straight face until Steph started laughing. I did indeed, when we were planning out the episode, text them earlier and say, like, hey, this episode we're going to talk about this, and then this episode we're going to pop some pussy for some pop culture. And I'm sure I probably received many a looks from that one text message, but last episode we definitely asked what you would like to hear from us. Psych, we're recording two in one night, so we're not going to see your request yet, but this is our pop culture moment.
We did also say we were going to talk about places we've pissed in the next episode, but again, psych. April Fools.
I don't know, we might.
It might come up.
We might reach around to it, but it's not the overall arching topic here. So.
Well, let's do a little catch up. We did a little catch up in the last one, I know, a little bit, and talked about when was the last time we shit ourselves and whatnot. We can talk about our week for a second. You know, ours just started. Did have a lovely Friday in which we may or may not, Jazz and I may or may not have consumed some beverages inside of a large box store.
Yeah, some people drink around the world at, like, Epcot. We drink around...
Wait, you can drink at IKEA?
No. No. Can Callie bring multiple bottles in her car and then put them into, to-go? No, that's her button! This is my shut the fuck up button!
No, I know.
Oh,
I was
good.
I was just...
For the sound effects?
Throwing that one out there.
Jazz had to throw her cock out there, it's fine.
And Callie's being an ass.
As per usual. No, we met a friend there. They just moved, and so we met a friend there to help them peruse and purchase some things for their new apartment. And that friend said, the only way I can do IKEA is if we're a little bit buzzed. And I said, say less. Bring an inconspicuous cup. And I filled all of our cups before we went into the IKEA. And we had a lovely, lovely time.
See, I love IKEA, and I feel like at the end, mm-hmm. my consolation prize is a plate full of meatballs. Like, it's the best.
Ever actually eaten there.
They have good food.
There's one thing that mm-hmm. you get, and it's the meatballs with the mashed potatoes and the lingonberries and the gravy, and that's all you need.
I don't eat meatballs.
You know how the last time I said that there are certain things that sometimes they just need to come out of my mouth, and I almost just said I get my meatballs elsewhere.
I need a friend again.
Yeah.
I
think I need control of the ass button.
You can take
button.
The ass button.
IKEA's meatballs are amazing, and they make worth going to.
Yes.
They make. I'm gonna quit.
The journey.
They make the journey worth it. You know.
Okay. They do have this like. It's like a. I want to say it's tuna. It's like a tuna, pulled tuna sandwich.
Melt pulled tuna.
Yes, and it has like barbecue sauce on it and stuff.
What?
And it's actually quite delicious. And it has like cabbage and what. Anyway, that's what I normally eat when I go there because I don't eat meatballs.
That's better than a meatball, which you just described as a more normal thing to eat than a meatball.
I didn't say that I didn't like meatballs. I say I don't eat them because I have tummy troubles.
Well, it sounded like you had like a vendetta against meatballs.
No, I have nothing against meatballs except that they hurt my stomach.
I make really good turkey meatballs, but Steph would probably tell me those aren't meatballs.
It's a type of meat. Anything that you ball up...
So are you saying if it was a fish ball that would be fine?
Like a salmon meatball?
Yeah.
They make salmon burgers, so I feel like you could have a salmon meatball.
Yeah, I feel like you can do that.
They do a little crab cake, you have a crab meatball.
I mean, if it's a crab ball, if it's not, yeah, I mean, that's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, you have cheese balls, you have all kinds of balls.
These bitches are all about a ball.
I am having a ball right now.
Love it. You know, sometimes you gotta pay attention to the balls.
Meh. Also, I bought us buzzer buttons that might get obnoxious and might not make it to the next episode, but they, to me, are a good way to go, hey, you, shut the fuck up.
If Callie's already being an ass too much for you, then I should apologize now. Because we just got started on this episode, so I can't make any promises.
Yeah, I think I've already asked you, like, 3 times.
To stop being an ass?
No, I asked.
Oh, yeah. Asked. You asked me. Yeah,
I asked you.
That is totally fair. Steph, did you do any fun tattoos this weekend?
I actually did do a really fun tattoo this weekend. Probably one of my favorites that I've ever done. And it wasn't my idea. It was her idea. And it was a shell with an eyeball in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, like, she had really good skin. And she was lovely to spend time with. It's the first time I've tattooed this person. And, like, if you're going to spend 4 hours with someone, like, they kind of need to be cool. We just had, like, really good conversation and while working on a really cool tattoo. And It was a lot of fun.
Good.
Sick. And then I did another.
That was a pretty fucking sick tattoo.
It was awesome.
I saw it. I was like, I'm jealous. I didn't think of that because it's fucking beautiful.
Yeah. She's like, I want this kind of shell. And I was like, cool. She's like, with an eyeball in it. And I was like,
My. I love putting eyeballs.
Yeah, put eyeballs.
Let me put an extra head on it.
Let me put an extra head. Eyeball. An eyeball on something or titties where they don't belong.
Yes.
And I'm a happy camper. And then I did get to do like a pretty little flower, which was also fun just because it was another like lovely client that I tattooed about a year ago, and it was her first like larger tattoo, and she comes in with her mother, and her mother's lovely. And like, usually I'm not a fan when people bring a person, like, if you bring your mom, usually you start letting your mom have more opinions on what you're putting on you than you, and that drives me nuts. Like, P.S., don't do this to your tattoo, or don't bring somebody else for them to tell you what you should do. If you need somebody else to tell you what you should do, then you probably shouldn't be doing it. It's on your body forever.
Mm-hmm.
Put it where the fuck you want it.
Yeah.
And get it how big you want it. Your mom doesn't need an opinion on that.
Unless Stephanie tells you it's stupid and it's not going to turn out well, then maybe do listen to her.
Yeah, maybe do that too. But yeah, it's been a pretty good week in tattoos. It's been a pretty good week with my evil spawn.
Love that.
My sweet little June bug has been a terrorist. Buddy is kind of chilled out. Who's my bonus dog at the moment? If you're looking to adopt, just let me know.
I wish he liked cats.
I know, me too. But I actually don't know how bad it is. Like,
I would snuggle that baby so
hard. He's a sweet boy. Yeah, and the sun is coming out, and I'm feeling less depressed.
It's like the veil has been lifted, honestly.
Yeah.
We finally got some, like, actual spring weather, and I was, like, living for it this weekend, even though my allergies are not living for it, but very exciting. Very into it.
Cleaned all of the pollen off of my porch Saturday morning, and then, of course, it's all right back. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to be able to enjoy it. And then we went out and sat out on a patio Saturday night and had a lovely, lovely time with some good people.
I wanted to come out so bad, but it was late and
it was a school night.
It was a school night for me.
That's the worst thing about my job, I think, is not having the same days off as a lot of the people that I want to spend time with.
Uh-huh.
So I don't have, like, a lot of, like, tattooer friends, like, on my schedule.
Right.
Like, everybody that I like has, like, a Monday through Friday. And I'm like,
I mean, to be fair, we can just take some time off and, like, hang out.
We do need to at some point. We need to, like, make an actual schedule time for
Friendship time.
Speaking of scheduled time off, I'm going to mark my day off for dad's on vacation.
Okay. Because you said it's about to mention
started early.
Yes.
Yes, we're gonna do our dinner. I think small group dinner, and then we'll have some other people meeting us out. And we did find out that one of our favorite people, our emotional support merchant, will be joining us.
You're gonna love him.
I texted him on Saturday and I was like, two things. We are out right now if you want to join us, but also you are super invited, like could not be more invited to dad's on vacation for my birthday. And he was like, oh, I'm fucking there. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait. And he goes, but I have too much style to have any of those items in my wardrobe. So I'm going to have to go do some shopping. He doesn't own jorts.
He's got to own jorts.
He's been in the the shot before. Kayla's tattooed, though.
Yes.
So you'll find out whenever. She's tattooed lots of people. You've tattooed lots of people, so.
But he's absolutely lovely, and I cannot wait. And he was like, just so y'all know, we're friends outside of work now, because he's no longer on any of our, like, he's not on our floor for work. He's in a different area. And he's like, so now I get to say my unhinged shit. And I was like, sounds great. We love it.
Well, I also decided that, because, you know, you tried to convince me to make you a tattoo appointment for the 19th. Mm-hmm. Which is not on my books, because I was like, no, nobody's going to feel good.
That's fair.
However, I've learned that these little hydration places actually work really well, like the IV bars that you can go to. And it's like $200 for like the hangover one, for like the super hangover one.
Oh, okay.
But a friend of mine just did it because they went out for like their wife's 40th birthday, mm-hmm. and were super hungover the next day and needed to run a half marathon like the day after.
Oh, God.
And, absolutely not.
I sent a picture of them at the hydration bar and I was like, did it work? And she was like, amazingly. She's like, I went in nauseous, headache, not good.
Mm-hmm.
Left a new woman.
Love that.
So, ooh. So to put a bee in your bonnet, I'm either going to take Sunday completely off, or we're going to have to go to the IV bar, because I am not struggling through that. That sounds that terrible.
Fair. That's fair.
And also, I don't want to tattoo you when you're dehydrated from...
So... One thing I'm good about, before I know I'm going to be out and about drinking a lot, is hydrating up to and hydrating post. One thing I'm not good about is eating.
No, no.
So, like, I have to really think about it, because I'll be like, oh, I'm going to just have, like, a little snack because we're going to go have dinner. And I'm just going to eat this salad.
Mm-mm.
And then I get out and I'm like, why the fuck did I think that was a good idea? Because now when I puke later, because I don't have anything like to sop up all of this alcohol, it's all going to be green and leafy.
Warning for vomit talk. We apologize.
I'm going to have to put that at the top.
Yeah. So sorry.
But seriously, I'm like, why did I decide today was the day I'm going to be healthy and, like, think about my diet? No, like, no. Like, fucking eat pasta, a cheeseburger.
French fries.
Well, I don't eat burgers, but something.
Carb load.
That's why I ate pasta at your birthday, because I was like, well, at least this will soak up, you know, some of the alcohol.
That's
and
fair.
Then I'll be okay to drink at dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll be okay to drive everybody home after the 4.5-hour dinner we had.
Yeah. I carb loaded before we went to IKEA on Friday, and then somebody did not eat for the majority of that day.
I was fine.
She had pretzels in the car, is what she yelled at me.
I did.
And then
what did they do? They helped.
And then we went and got Mexican food after, and we had a lovely time.
Woohoo!
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which was much needed.
How was your week?
It's pretty good. I think we had a lovely time. I say we. Do I do anything by myself? Probably not. Do I have an original thought? Probably not. And that's fine. I don't like my own thoughts. We do everything we can to ignore those.
Don't we get our thoughts from the internet now?
Isn't that where they come from? I think I probably drowned myself in TikTok far too much in the past week, and I realized it's a problem. So I went through and set time limits on my social media apps again. And of course I keep ignoring them, but it is like reminding me, like, hey, you should not be hitting your TikTok limit this early in the day.
Like, what time do you hit your TikTok limit?
It depends on the day. Is it a work day? Is it a weekend? Like, if it's a weekend and I'm getting to, like, veg out on the couch in the morning, by 10 o'clock, like...
What's your limit?
An hour. Hour and a half, somewhere around there.
I feel like maybe if you look at it, like, watch... No, don't...
No, no. No. It is just... It's the instant gratification of the content and the pop culture... To the point where, like, if your video is probably longer than 30 seconds, I don't know that I can pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Which does rope me into one of the topics I wanted to discuss today that I'm not the most educated on, but I am a little mildly educated on, or tried to be at least. In which, a couple weeks ago, you were tattooing our lovely Jocelyn Briggs. And her beautiful blood oranges.
Mm-hmm.
And as we were driving back... I bring up to her this current, like, this is probably well overdone now. But Jazz had not heard of it, so this is why I'm bringing it up.
I'm not hip with the times.
Oh my god, is this the part we're going to tell the crotchety millennial current pop culture reference that I don't understand?
So, yeah.
This is Callie's...
Yes, I've been waiting for this.
This is Callie's Gen Z corner.
I cannot promise it's going to be that entertaining, because I know the bare minimum. There is a TikTok series that became very popular. This woman made a lot of money from the series. Good for her. Because she got fucked over by some asshole.
I'm going to interrupt you to tell you why it's going to be surprising to me.
Okay.
Because the only time I use TikTok...
Yes.
...is to check up on my child, and I do this about once every 6 weeks to make sure that their TikToks have not gotten completely out of control.
Fair.
And immediately I go, and I can't watch them all because there are so many, and I stop watching. That's how I use TikTok. Or if someone sends me a TikTok, I watch it.
That's pretty much the only time I look at TikTok now.
So I'm sure it will be a surprise.
Okay. So there is this lovely TikTok series. It is a 53 part series.
It's a lot.
I did not watch the entire thing. I probably can't even give you in-depth details on the ending for the most part. However, there is this woman, she goes by the name Risa Tisa.
Which really pissed me off.
It really did piss off Jazlyn.
Well, I thought it was her legal government name. And I was like, why?
And I said, okay, Jazz, have you heard of this woman named Risa Tisa? And she goes, what the fuck is a Risa Tisa?
I did.
And I said, I'm just asking, have
it's
you
like
heard of this
woman? It's like a Risa Pisa, but...
Yeah. And I said, her husband Legion, and she goes, the fuck is his name? Legion Tisa? And I said, no, I don't know if that's her real last name. I don't know if that's his last name. I don't even know that Legion is his real name. I don't know that Risa's her real name. I just know that it's her TikTok name. And she made this 52-part series titled, Who the Fuck Did I Marry? And I was like, holy shit.
So Risa Tisa is addressing, Who the Fuck Did I Marry?
Yes.
And what'd you say? What was the name? Leopold?
Legion.
I like Leopold better.
So it's Legion Region.
She calls him Legion.
Risa Tisa. Sorry. I was like, what the fuck's his last name? Tijan...
Region. We renamed them, okay? We had to rename them Legion Region.
Stegen.
So,
Risa and Leopold.
Her name is Teresa Johnson.
Okay.
But on TikTok.
Oh, well, Risa makes sense.
Yes.
Then.
She's Risa Tisa. Okay. So, Jazz is less angry now.
That closure. Thank you.
And on my
I be Teffin?
Ooh.
We're just taking little portions of her names.
Teffin.
Yes.
Or Fanny. We'll call you Fanny.
I feel like that's my old lady name.
Yes.
It would be Fanny.
Yes. Okay. Fucking wait. Legion is also not the husband's real name.
Get out.
But it's what, right? It's what she calls him. So Legion was
his name is actually Delegionole.
Delusional Legion.
Delegionole Rigatoni or
Legion
when the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
That's a Legion. So she calls him Legion because it's a biblical term for someone in the Bible who had demon possession, and they were possessed by multiple demons.
Oh, fuck. She went deep. That's a
so
deep cut.
She calls him Legion.
Shout out Zombie Jesus.
A unit of 3,000 to 6,000 men in the ancient Roman army.
Correct.
And so it is a vast host, multitude, or number of people or things.
There you go.
A great number.
We have an educated lady over there.
No, I've Googled. Do you have a Googling lady?
I love a Googling lady. Googling lady. It's fantastic.
You Google, you gobble.
Yeah, Google.
You Fanny.
Great. So good old Risa Tisa lives in Georgia and meets this man.
Just names. She could be just Al. You could just be Ah.
What if she went by Ta? It's my girl Ta.
Go by Tejo. Teresa Johnson. Good old Tejo.
Tejo.
No, I was talking about you for Callie.
I always
thought
about Risa Tisa.
You're Al, you're Fanny. Please don't call me Al.
Ja.
I'd rather be Lie than Al.
What if I just went by Zl?
Zl.
Welcome back to Bitches and Stitches with your hosts, Al, Fanny, and Zl.
We will be changing our bios. Fucking hell. So she needs
to. Sorry, the ADHD meds have worn off.
You can call me Al.
No!
Sir. Call me Al.
Sorry. She meets this motherfucker, and I don't know his real name. I don't care.
As soon as you tried so hard to tell me a story, and I just am going to call you Al now.
Deletion!
Okay. I'm gonna cry. Y'all made me cry before this episode. I'm gonna go cry again.
Okay, but they were sweet tales.
You made me watch a video about a mother kitten who the majority of her kittens...
A mother kitten?
I did part that was
I don't believe you.
I was gonna pee.
Okay. I like to call them the lesbian mom cats because they decided instead of being sad that
they're gonna raise
all their babies together.
So the orange cat named Cheeto lost the majority of its litter and then raised its two babies with Mello, the white cat. And it was very fucking cute, and you made me cry, and then you made me cry over an old man.
There was a sweet old man.
Who lost his wife and
he lost his wife. And then he got befriended by a 6-year-old in a grocery store.
And her mother.
And her mother. And she demanded a hug. And he said, oh, absolutely. And he said that I hadn't been that happy in such a long time.
I fucking hate you.
Best friends.
And then he dies. Yeah. Yes. And then, I'm sorry, that was very loud. And then he dies.
Everybody dies, Callie.
Okay, so did a bunch of those cats.
That's what makes it better.
So many cats are dead.
But you know what? He had a great friend at the end of his life. That's the moral of the story.
I don't show
emotion. Is it bad that I was
we gotta
really
reel this back in.
Like, I was like really like, I was like, oh yeah, that is sad. And blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, I'm seeing so many holes in this sweet story. Like, why are we letting our child spend time with a man we don't know or hug men we don't know?
I think they were with him the whole time.
I mean, but then he wouldn't have been a stranger, you know?
True.
Like the it.
To be fair, it was a chopped down
on this episode.
News episode. A news story.
Newscast.
They chopped it way down for short video purposes, which reaches us back around to TikTok and what it's done to our
minds.
Yeah,
let's listen more about Tisa. Tisa, anyway, the man.
Tisa. Tell me about Teresa.
How I like to start stories. So this bitch.
This bitch, Risa Tisa, meets this man, Legion. Not his real name. I don't know what his real fucking name is. And I don't think she gets to be...
I don't think we call her the bitch. I think we call him something.
Ah.
Because she's the one who got something done to her.
I don't know the ending yet.
She's not the bitch.
Who the fuck did I marry? That's all you need to know.
So, she meets this man.
It was a man.
Facebook.
That's all you need to know is it was a man.
She meets this man on Facebook dating. And then they also match on Hinge at some point.
We could call him Shitstorm McGee.
Okay. And they meet beginning of 2020. We all know what happened in 2020.
Bad things.
We won't talk about it.
So, the world ended. Everybody lost their jobs. Sadness.
Is this a simulation? So.
Probably.
They meet beginning of 2020. And they are going to go out on their first date to the Cheesecake Factory, which, you know, I don't despise for a first date. Huge menu. I know you're not a chain food lady.
No,
huge cheesecake.
I am specifically anti-Cheesecake Factory because if you do that many things, you can't do any one thing well.
That's fair.
Listen, they're Cajun pasta. Whew, what a
That's
woman.
Fair.
I don't believe you.
Oof.
Anyway.
So they go on their first date to the Cheesecake Factory.
You don't have to.
On
More
her way there,
for me.
She blows out a tire. And so he comes, helps her pay for a new tire, calls a tow truck, like does all these things to help her out. And they go on their first date and have a lovely time. So they start off and on, you know, dating for a couple of weeks. And then COVID happens and they just decide to move in together.
As you do.
But they've been dating for like 3 weeks.
I actually think that was pretty common because people are like, ooh, quarantine, I kind of...
There were a lot of...
How alone do I want to be?
Yeah, let's fuck it up.
There were a lot of COVID divorces, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not going to call myself out, but there were a lot of COVID divorces, too.
It was a weird time.
So he moves into her house, and they start talking about having a family together. And so she's like, we need to look for a bigger house if that's what we're going to do. And he goes, cool, not a problem. And now, mind you, at the same time, he's now paying all of the bills at the house. He's paying everything except for her car insurance, her car note, and her phone bill.
Okay.
And she's like head over heels, oh my God, I have this man taking care of me. This has never happened to me before. This is fantastic. And he's telling her all these lovely things. That he has, like, 5 siblings. 2 of them are half-siblings. He's got these brothers and these sisters. And he talks to his oldest brother every day. And, like, she's never actually talked to the brother herself. But she'll be like, oh, hi, brother. And Legion will be like, oh, he said hi back, whatever. So there's all of this. And also he told her... Yeah, so I'm recently going through a divorce. My ex-wife cheated on me. We lived out in California. And I don't have any kids, but she has these 2 kids. And I'm still close with her 2 kids. And they're, like, 20 and 17 at the time. The kids, not these adults.
Okay.
So she's like, oh, that's so sweet. Okay, cool. Not a problem. He tells her that, well, like, out in California, he went to school, and played football in college, and then that he was this arena football player, which I didn't think was a real fucking thing. And then Jazz told me that arena leagues are real.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Yeah.
So, I didn't realize that. I mean, clearly I know sports so well. Go sports. As so I'm the least athletic person in this room, and I almost said the least. So.
Hey, I'm the one with the lisp here.
Talk about a lisp.
Just tells her all these things. Tells her that, like, oh, yeah, I've worked for this company and this company. And now I'm a vice president for a very large condiment company.
Okay.
Yes.
Just real quick sidebar. He may very well have played for an arena team. Mm-hmm. They don't make a lot of money.
No.
They are not anywhere close to the NFL. And most of them have other full-time jobs.
So he said that he would work at Apple during his off-season, and that arena football is how he made all of his money, and he just saved it all.
So he's a dingus.
Yes.
Got it.
So as they start looking for houses, now mind you, they met early 2020, and then COVID happened, so they moved in together. April 2020, she gets pregnant, and that's when they're like, yeah, we need to start looking for houses. So he goes to the bank, gets approved, like, comes back with this letter from Chase Bank saying he is approved for, like, to buy a $700,000 to a $750,000 house.
Yikes.
Yes. And she's like, holy cow, think of, like, all of the space we're going to have for our family. This is going to be so beautiful. So they start looking at houses, and he starts, like, finding something wrong with all of the houses, basically. So, and then they just keep jumping realtors and... On top of that, he's just like, oh, this just isn't the house for us. So that's happening, and she is under the impression that they've now found the house that they want. And July 2020, she has a miscarriage, which is very unfortunate. Mm. And she... Sorry, I'm not laughing at the miscarriage part. I'm laughing because it's an awkward conversation. I'm sorry. Things just get awkward. And... They find a house that they love. He says he's taking care of everything. They go furniture shopping. They go shopping for appliances, all of this stuff, and start, like, putting down payments down on things. And then, magically, the house just falls through. And she's like, that's weird. Like, we had all of this stuff ready to go. So, they find another house, and they give a cash offer of $690,000. For this house. And of course the sellers were like, abso-fucking-lutely.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Yeah. So.
With his arena football salary.
Correct. Well, he's no longer an arena football player. He's now a VP of a condiment company.
Oh, this is true. Yes. I forgot about the condiment company.
Yes. So this is still 2020. And the house falls through again. And she's like, what the fuck? And it's because he couldn't provide proof that he could afford it. So she's like, that's weird. And on top of that, throughout the times, they're like, he's like, oh, I need to buy a new company car. You should get a new car, too. Do you want to go car shopping with me? So he put her in these, like, expensive-ass cars. And then be like, yeah, baby, I'm going to get you this car. I'm going to get you this car. Never fucking happens. They go, they test drive. I always say this one wrong, and people yell at me when I say this car wrong, so I do apologize. The Audi 8, like, they're going to go...
I don't see how you would
say... Audi? I don't know.
Who cares?
Thank you. People always yell at me for that one.
No, that's what I was like, no, you're saying that thank absolutely you. Correctly. Anyway.
So, they go, and he's like, yeah, this is the car for you. I will buy it for you, baby. It will be delivered on X, Y, and Z date. So, she takes off work that day, and I don't remember what she does for work, but she takes off work that day. And... is waiting for the car to be delivered, and then it never gets delivered. And he has, like, all of these excuses.
I mean, I kind of feel like I know where the story is going. Yes. But...
yes.
Continue.
So this is mostly 2020, and she finds out in, like, November that he's talking to other women on Facebook. Well, he proposes in December, and she says yes. And then January, they get married very quickly. And things continue to go downhill from there. A house is not being bought. Car's not being bought. And this is where I, like, get the gist of things towards the end. Is, things are just going awry. And she is finding out, like, he doesn't actually have these siblings that he said he has. Because he's now like, oh, my grandma died. I need to go be with her. Like, or I need to go be with the family. I'm gonna go. You stay here. You need to work. Whatever. He goes... away for the funeral, barely talks to her, comes back. And then she goes, yeah, and people just kept dying, apparently. Like, he would keep disappearing to go to these funerals back home in, like, Philly. And wasn't making any sense. And then at some point, again, it's during COVID, he calls her or is home and says, hey, my ex-wife just called me and her daughter died of COVID. Can we send her $2,000 to help her pay for the funeral cost? And Miss Racetisa is like, absolutely we can. Yes, not a problem. You don't fuck around about that. And so she helps send this money and later on finds out through looking up like stuff about his family. It says grandma didn't die in 2020. She died in 2008. And then on top of that, he didn't have that many siblings. He had 2 siblings and neither of them fucking talked to him. So he'd pretend to talk to himself on the phone the whole time and have all of these crazy things happening. She recognized that, like, on one of their documents, he put his social security number down, and then on another one, it was a totally different number. And so she started tracking things and then called where he went to school, where he said he went to school, and they have no records of him. When she looks up him by his, like, actual... social security number, or that she finds out, he has addresses in all of these other states, but it doesn't say he's ever lived in California. Like he said he did. There's no football career. Turns out one of the brothers that doesn't even talk to him is the VP of a condiment company and has all these nice cars and kids and all of these things. Mm. Gets in touch with the ex-wife, and the ex-wife goes, babe, run. He lies through his ass. Get out. And towards the end of the conversation, Miss Racetisa is like, oh, and I'm really sorry to hear about your daughter. And she goes, what are you talking about? And she goes, he said your daughter passed away of COVID. And she goes, no, she fucking didn't. She's alive and well. And so all of these things keep happening. And she's like, I'm filing for divorce. This is, we are speeding this up right now. And it comes out through all of this that he is like, lied about all of these deaths in his family, lied about all of these siblings. She's now getting in contact with the siblings and, like, his previous exes. And they're like, he is a habitual liar.
Like a con man.
Yes. Yeah. So one of the most recent updates that she did, which is, like, the only one that's actually popped up on my For You page, was talking about, and if I got any of this information wrong, I do apologize. This is me summarizing to the best of my ability the 8 hours worth of content that she has posted on TikTok because I don't have the attention span for it. She gets very, very detailed. If you would like further detail, please, there's somewhere out there probably summarizing better than I am in a longer form content. She is talking to one of the brothers, and he said, yeah, actually, so-and-so, Legion, is a diagnosed schizophrenic and has gone off of his meds. When he lived with our parents, they kept him on a routine. He had the medications he needed. And then once they died, he went off of his medicine and has been running wild ever since. And they have a specific code name. I can't remember what it is. There's a code name that his whole family knows to now announce when he is back in town. Because it's, like, that serious on the fact that he lies so bad. So, they are divorced. She hasn't heard from him since the divorce has been finalized. He has come out on social media saying some things. But I don't know what the fuck he said because I really don't care.
No, nobody cares.
That's a lying ass bitch.
Yeah, nobody cares what the con man has to say.
No.
Little shithead McGee.
Little shithead Legion. So, that is the abbreviated version of, like, a 53-part series because I'm not good at attentioning to many details at once.
I mean, all the con man stories are essentially the same. Like, there was a documentary on Netflix, I think, that I watched sometime in the last 3 years, and it was this guy that was conning people, like, he was a rich man, and he'd be like, oh, sorry, I'm out of the country, I've got to go take care of the, you know, but, like, whatever, like, and then there's the other one about the doctor, that, you know, no, I have to go take care of the president now, and blah, blah, and they're all so, like, full of shit, and these women just lean into it, it's like, they want to see the good, and I don't know, I hate it, I hate them, I feel like, I feel like it's a tale as old as time.
Uh-huh. You know? Yeah.
It's a very common thing to hear about, but not on TikTok, I guess.
No, that's fair. No, but she's gotten a lot of, like, limelight for this, and I don't mean that in a bad way. Like, she's gotten a lot of limelight for this.
I hope she gets help from, like, whatever money that she's lost, or, like, I hope she's able to recover something, you know?
Protect people from him in the future as well.
Yeah, 100%.
I wonder if he was using, like, his brother's social to get, if he actually did get pre-approved for a house loan.
Right. Oh, he definitely could have been. I'm pretty sure it has come out that the letter was fabricated.
I was going to say, if he wasn't, it's not that difficult to get a company's, like, watermark.
Mm-mm.
So it would be pretty simple to find a template online. I'm not condoning this, and don't do it, you idiots. I'm not calling all of our listeners idiots, just the ones that were thinking about that this might be a good idea. But...
That was at the idiots. They're gonna steal the watermarks.
Oh, yeah. But, like, yeah, it's...
I can't reach the ass, so...
Well, you've been...
I've been asked enough. Thank you.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, owl of the ass.
Asked, honked, queefed, whatever the fuck. That's the point I'm at right now.
Oh
yeah, yeah. So that is, again, the abbreviated version. Like I said, there's more long form content out there. There is much more in depth. I probably got many things wrong based on the articles that I read and summarized through, and Twitter people that I summarized through, because I don't have the attention span for an 8-hour thing. But go Risa Tisa, fucking popping off. And you know who else popped off? Your girl.
My girl.
Our girl.
Everyone's girl, Beyonce. God bless her. Came out with her new album, Cowboy Carter, and I am obsessed. I've been listening to it on repeat. I needed this in my life in just so many ways. Beautiful album. I think she did an excellent job. She pulled in, like, some amazing artists to be... featured on her album. She has Dolly Parton doing some, like, interlude talking. She's got Willie Nelson doing some pieces. Like, it's really cool. And I just wanted to give, like, a brief overview of, like, well, I want to talk about that and just, like, how amazing she is as a person. Like, I did some additional research on our girl.
Yes. This was indeed how we spent our lunch break.
Yes. Today. Yes. Productive. Indeed. Yeah. So, for starters, I did want to talk about the history of country music. Beautiful. Country music.
Are y'all going to serenade me again?
Potentially.
I can't wait.
It might happen.
Yeah, it might happen. Country music started in the 1920s, and it's primarily rooted in American and African-American folk music. Mm-hmm. So that brings you into, like, okay, Beyonce is grabbing a hold of a piece of her history. And I think that's really cool. And then, like, just the music that she chose to feature. So she did her own spin on Jolene, mm-hmm. which is, like, it's very much like the fuck you to this other person. We could call her Becky with the good hair. It's very much like a fuck you to, like, hey, like, dude, why would, like, don't try me. I'll pop off. And I fucking love it. And then she also, like, she sprinkles in other artists. She's talking about, like, just paying homage to all these other artists who've done it before. She did a cover of Blackbird that is just, like, hauntingly beautiful.
Wow.
And I've listened to that every day since the album came out, and it's just gorgeous and a beautiful arrangement and beautiful black voices being highlighted, and I'm just obsessed with it. And so I was reading some articles today, and I, you know, I think a lot of people don't realize, like, a lot of music in America was originated in the black community.
I feel like if you don't know that, you haven't.
You're really trying not to know it. Yeah, right. Quite,
like,
frankly.
So I feel like
you're
really a lot of people do realize.
Yes.
So that's the, yeah. You know.
Yes.
You know.
You know. And, like, you know. If you look as far back as when people were brought here against their will, you will see where a lot of these influences are coming from. And then if you've watched, I mean, you don't even have to watch, like, a documentary on it. The Elvis movie that came out pretty recently, mm-hmm. where they're talking about, like, all of his influences and everything. It's pretty interesting. It gives you good perspective on, like, it puts him in 3D.
Okay.
It gives you, like, the good, the bad, the ugly. Like, he very much wanted to get his family out of poverty. He mm-hmm. very much wanted to buy his mom that pink Cadillac. He very Aww. Much wanted to, like, be on the stage and be happy and singing his music. But he also, and I'm not saying he stole, he had a lot of friends that in that time, people would not see as, like, who he should be hanging out
well,
with.
Well, no, well, his hometown is Tupelo, Mississippi, yes. which is my dad's hometown. Yes. And I just remember their claim to fame being, you know, Elvis Presley's birthplace. And when you drive by the house, it's as big as this ottoman.
Yeah.
And it's, like, very, very humble beginnings.
Oh, yeah.
It's very unimpressive, but, like, I think Elvis, everybody loves Elvis, but I think, like, having family that originates in Mississippi and then a lot of them lived in Memphis. Like, my sister's, I'm not sure if it's her first job, but I'm pretty sure she told me it was her first job, or she just worked at Graceland as a tour guide, yeah. uh-huh. you know, for a little while. Now, well, John Stamos does it.
Audio. I love
it. Oh, very cool. Well, and so, like, a lot of his influence came from these, like, rhythm and blues artists
uh-huh.
in that area who were black and yeah. were not getting highlighted because that was not the thing to do at the time. And so he took from that. He took from, like, these, like, the traveling churches that would go around and evangelicalize people and whatever the fuck. And, like, he was really into, like, the black choral music of the time and how these preachers spoke to their audience and how, like, captivating they were, and he took a lot of that and created, some of it was his created music, some of it was music that he recorded
uh-huh.
of other black artists. But I just found that really, like, I mean, it's all stuff that I've studied before, and, like, you know, you can kind of hear it in how he sings. He doesn't he doesn't sing like, you know, any old white boy from Mississippi. He has that preacher,
the soul,
the like chest, the open chest preacher sound is how chesty. He sings.
Yeah,
sings very chesty. I'm sorry. I'll shut up now. Don't you worry.
But in reading articles and just, like, you know, wanting to make sure that I'm as accurate as possible, there was one quote, and I didn't see who the quote was from, because it's a, you have to pay for fucking everything now, unless you want to just read the headline. Not going to harp on that. But this quote said, "The root of country music is blues, and it's black as hell." And I just love that. But anyway, moving on to Miss Beyoncé Knowles, who was born September 4th, 1981 in Houston, Texas, baby.
Houston.
You're trying. Houston.
I'm not making fun of you saying that. I just really wanted to yell out, Houston. Please continue. Cut me out. I'm.
Cut me out.
It's fine. Okay.
Which, I'm also from Texas, a little town outside of Houston. I can relate to Miss Knowles Carter. But she's just got so many, like, accolades. And I also would like to highlight, now that we've come out of Women's History Month. The amount of work that she had to do starting at such a young age. Destiny's Child, like, really popped off in 1995. She was, what, 14?
She's a baby.
She was a wee baby.
Yeah.
And the list of occupations on her Wikipedia is insane. It's like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's 7 long. I think we could probably expand that a little bit. She's the only woman in history to achieve at least 20 top 10 songs as a solo artist, which is incredible. But just, I love that her new album is causing people to discuss the history of music a little bit more and think a little bit more about the content that they take in, because there are, like, I feel in this day and age, not enough black country artists that are doing what she did, and that's, like, pulling out historical songs, like, pulling out songs and the history behind the songs that she created off of them is really interesting. So if you haven't listened to Cowboy Carter, highly suggest it. I think it's one of the best albums ever, but that's just me, also a mixed country girl at heart.
We've all belted quite a country tune together.
We have.
On multiple occasions.
Yeah, country music will always have, like, a soft spot in my heart. It's the thing that when people are like, what do you like to listen to? I'm like, you know, but that's what I was raised on. My stepdad loved country music, and he was so tone deaf, but he would sing along with every song on the radio. And my mom, like, once said that she thought that he looked like Alan Jackson.
No.
He did not look like that. He had long hair and a mustache. Yeah. You know the guy, my friend Joy and I actually, like, made a joke about that. You know the guy that's, like, doing, like, the dance and, like, the new, everybody's making a video to this guy. He's got, like, long hair and the tight jeans, and there's, like, the woman that's, like, mimicking him.
I'm trying to think of what you're talking about.
It's a video that I've seen popping up, like, over the last, like, 2 or 3 weeks. But anyway,
one of our listeners will know it.
He looks like a combination of my stepdad and then my friend's dad's girlfriend. Like, if they had a baby.
Friend's dad's girlfriend.
Yeah. Like, we were, like,
stepdad and friend's dad's girlfriend.
Yeah, we were, like, reminiscing of our childhood, of our country people that were in our life, and that was it. But, I mean, I grew up doing, you know, like, rodeo sports, and country music was always in the background, and it was just what I thought was fucking hype as fuck, you know, when I was younger. And I never stopped loving the stuff that I grew up on, but I did fall out of love with it when every single song is about a girl in cutoff jean shorts who
you know, on the back of your
it's
truck.
On the back of a pickup truck.
So honky tonk badonkadonk is it, not one of your
no.
favorites.
Like, oh, I'm okay. pretty sure I lost all respect for country music when the band Florida Georgia Line was formed.
Yeah.
Fun
yeah.
That was... fact for you, my high school graduation song was Dirt by Florida Georgia Line.
See, I don't even know what that song is because I refuse to listen to
that.
That
feels right for your high school experience.
I grew up. When I grew up in Florida, it was a very large populated area with lots of diversity and lots of things going on in it in the city. And then moved to Podunk, North Carolina, which I am grateful for. It was nice to grow up in a small town too. But very small high school. We had a farm out back. And, you know, you get exposed to many different things. When I moved to North Carolina, I hated country music. Hated it with a passion because my parents would listen to it. Because that's what they grew up with.
It's like the old people music.
And I was like, this shit sucks. Like, you raised me on Nelly and Eminem and Tupac, and I need you to fucking switch it back.
Go back.
What are we doing? And no, but then I got to high school, and like, I dated a country boy, and I was like, ah.
Of course you did.
Yeah, there wasn't
Who else
many,
was there?
There wasn't many fucking options. He also went to a different high school.
It's so, just like...
Again, who else was there?
Correct.
The... Like, I'm teetering on this, I have a lot to say about what happened to country music and the culture surrounding country music, and I feel like what Beyoncé is doing is, you know, bringing it out of that, but, like, mm-hmm. one of the things that I didn't understand how it happened was how country music, like, became the song of every, like, Confederate flag waving shitbag in the country, and... It became this, like, exclusively white thing, and it was almost, like, another way to wave your flag.
Yeah.
And that is bullshit.
Right.
You know...
Well, and so much of country music is rooted in the antithesis of that. It's rooted in not wanting to be associated with, like, any specific thing. It's rooted... And, like, I do think...
They want to be associated with God and country.
Well, yeah.
It's fucking patriotism at its worst. It's...
But it's like, it got away from being... Like, so I think... another sidebar... is there's also newer artists, and I wouldn't say that they necessarily classify themselves as specifically country, but they would be in the classification of outlaw country.
Yeah.
So you've got your Tyler Childers, your Zach Bryan, who are making songs about their lives and not just girls in cutoff shorts drinking a beer on their tailgate. And it's like these songs about like hard-hitting topics where they're talking about depression and they're talking about fucking going to bury somebody that they really fucking love and they're talking about living in West Virginia and how they grew up and being dirt poor and, like, you know, doing drugs in the Appalachians and fucking not realizing that was a problem. And it's, like, all of these things that I'm like, yeah, this is what it was supposed to be. Like, this is music that I want to listen to.
Yeah.
And then some of it is like, oh, I fell in love with somebody. But it's like, there's so much more to it.
Good old farmer's daughter story.
Well, not even. Like, it's like, and then you also get into, and I think it's a good segue back to Beyoncé, where, like, Tyler Childers talks a lot about, like, the things that his dad taught him growing up and where he came from and the mining towns and... He also does this really great job of incorporating, like God in a not, you're going to die if you don't
Fire
believe in him
way.
And
well,
it's like
good songwriting.
Well, but also it's like he's talking about, yes, he's talking about religion, but he's also talking about how all religions are probably correct. And when you get to the afterlife, you're like, why are we even bothering to fight about this? When we're all in the same place and we were all kind of right.
Yes, and I feel like these are the people that are actually using their brains and their talent instead of the people that are leaning into, oh, this will make me money.
Yes.
Like, you know, definitely my favorite songwriter ever is John Prine. I love John Prine. and he's got this one song, and the chorus is, "Your flag to cow won't get you into heaven anymore." Mm-hmm. And he writes all kinds of things that are kitschy, and, you know, like, he's not in love with, you know, the idea of family, mm-hmm. or, right. you know, like, things like that are common topics in, like, folk music, maybe, is what mm-hmm. I'm going to call. I'm not going to just call it country. I'm going to call all, like, these folky, like, storytellers.
Yes.
And he's a phenomenal storyteller, and also, like, makes fun of the shit, too, you know? Uh-huh. Or, like, his song, When I Get to Heaven, you're talking about when he dies, that he's going to smoke a cigarette that's 9 miles long. You know, like, it's like he's in touch with this godly aspect, but mm-hmm. we're also humanizing it and making it real, instead of being like you're walking around with your hat over your chest all the fucking time singing the national anthem. Like, shut the fuck up. I'm so sick of country music like that.
Mm-hmm.
Take a fucking page out of John Prine's book and stop writing shit garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all that to say, Beyonce is just a fantastic artist who can do no wrong, and to those who think that her album is like, you know, like she shouldn't have jumped into that space, maybe ask yourself why, and quit being an asshole. Also, go listen to Lemonade and get pissed off at the patriarchy with the rest of us.
But don't you think it's true that anytime you're uncomfortable with something, you should ask yourself why?
Yeah.
Not just Beyonce, not just this music, because it usually has more to do with you.
All the things.
Than it does the other thing.
Ask yourself why something makes you so vastly uncomfortable, and maybe mm-hmm. unlearn that shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you're right.
I was going to say, depending on what it is.
Actually wrong, and that's your gut being like, you know, and listen to that.
Right.
But also, if, like, you're constantly uncomfortable with, like, this one thing,
mm-hmm.
it's probably you.
Right.
Not them.
Yeah.
Fully agree.
And again, if it doesn't hurt anyone and it makes you happy,
mm-hmm.
then everyone should leave it the fuck alone.
Yeah. I would like to highlight, doesn't hurt anyone.
Yeah, uh-huh. doesn't hurt anyone. And I'm not just talking about you thinking it's in poor taste, therefore it hurts your ears or eyes. If it's not physically harming you, or emotionally harming you, and it's making them happy, shut the fuck up.
Right.
Get out of here. We got enough bullies in life. We don't need this.
Go on now, get.
The bullying, the cyberbullying, like, I've never been like, oh, like, cyberbullying, but, like, I follow her first 100K, Tori Dunlop, uh-huh. financial feminist, and she posted a little reel about things men have said to her when they found out that she was a multimillionaire,
uh-huh.
and she's obviously being goofy in the reel. Like, she's doing these, like, little dances.
I've seen one of them, and it's hilarious.
Like, doing, like, the little twerk. Like, I mean, like, whatever. She's just trying to be funny. The comment section is almost exclusively men fat-shaming her.
Naturally.
Like, all it is you might be rich, but you're fat. Or, you might be rich and you couldn't pay for a gym membership. And I'm like, oh, that was really creative,
she's
Brad.
So rich that she can literally go out and do whatever the fuck she wants with her money, including if her weight is something she's unhappy with, getting that fixed. You can't fix your shit-ass attitude.
No. Like, what is this thing that compels certain people to say horrible things to other people that they've never met? Who
not
are just existing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand this, like, this attack on someone's face because you don't like their content.
Uh-huh. Well, and also, I think
it's
that
the only thing they can attack, though. Yeah. So they're reaching, not our reach around, but they are reaching for something.
Oh, well, and I think that also goes back to, like, so a person in my life likes to make Facebook statuses or repost whatever stupid Facebook meme he can find about political shit. And I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm not going to call a person out. I don't know if they're going to listen to this. But it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, you'll say all of this shit all online all day because you know that nobody can do anything about it because you're hiding behind your computer. They know who you are, but they're not going to bring it up at random the next time you see them. Unless they're, like, as psychotic as you are. But do you think you're changing anyone's mind or changing the way they live.
Yeah, that's the way to make progress happen.
And it's on both ends. Like, I'm not calling out, like, you know, if you believe in one thing, great. If you believe in the other thing, great. But if you're just going to go on Facebook or Instagram or TikTok or whatever it is and comment on people's shit and tell them they're fucking idiots or they're fat or they're ugly or whatever it is, and that's all you have to say, but you can't, like, you would never sit down and have a conversation like that with them.
Form an intellectual thought.
Right.
Let's talk. You know, I'm like, but then also, if that's you, look at why this is bothering
right.
you.
Right.
Take a deep look inside.
I agree.
And furthermore, if you feel so passionately about something, whether it's politics, whether it's religion, whether it's whatever,
Beyonce.
If you don't sit down and have a conversation with the people that you are opposing that are making you so pissed off that you're just going online and calling them fucking idiots, then you're not actually changing anybody's mind. And granted, you may not by sitting down and having a conversation with them, but at least if you let them know your perspective on the topic and why you're so passionate about,
there's a chance for some understanding.
Thing. Exactly.
At least.
If I'm willing to sit down and say, I don't like the way you use a word or a phrase, this phrase is rooted in racism and I don't like it. It bothers me. And this is the root of it. And this is how it makes me as a person that, you know, feel. And they choose not to accept that feedback. That's on them at that point. But I'm not going to run around and call them all idiots. I know that I made an effort to make that person better. I know I made an effort to mm-hmm. make myself better by possibly understanding their perspective on it. And I move on.
Yeah. It's a beautiful thing as to what communication can do mm-hmm. in many situations.
Yeah.
Indeed.
In many situations. And now that is what we take away today from whatever the fuck we talked about at the beginning to Risa Tisa and the many, many red flags she ignored. She's called herself out on it before. She's literally said, you would think I was colorblind at the number of red flags I ignored. To good old Beyonce bringing back her roots, bringing back the roots of country music and the beautiful history behind it.
To us telling you not to be a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Don't be an asshole.
Don't.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening and for allowing me to step onto my soapbox this week. Don't forget to rate, comment, and subscribe. We are on multiple places now.
Yeah.
We're in Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, what's the other
Spotify.
One? Spotify. And I think we've got some other ones that are kind of weird little ones. But if you listen to any of those weird little ones, we might be there.
I'm also a weird little one.
She is. She's, yeah.
Okay.
She's something.
Sorry.
Okay,
the thoughts are rolling.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening.
Bye.
Bye.